slide, taking action, make a game plan. It's quite common for us to speak to people once they've actually begun a job search or a career transition. Typically, people get excited once they've made a decision to move on. They dive headfirst into going online, going straight to Google, typing in some keywords and job titles to see what's out there. And before they know it, they're putting in applications. And in short order, usually, they're figuring out that they're not getting a lot of results. And that's kind of when they reach out to us or we wind up meeting with them and they're frustrated. And our advice in every one of these situations is to just take a step back. And while we recognize that there is usually some anxiety attached to making a change and people kind of want it to be over with, so they go into it quickly in the hopes of getting through it quickly and being on the other side of it, which is completely natural and understandable. Unfortunately, it almost always does lead to some frustration that I think can be avoided, at least in part, by taking a step back and making yourself a game plan. And it's not really that dissimilar from taking the time to do an outline before you write a paper, as we were all taught to do when we were in school. Generally speaking, in the long run, this will both save time and generate better results for you. So it consists typically of four basic parts, one of which will be a list of target companies or jobs, another of which will be somehow increasing the size of your network, the people that you want to reach out to. A third component will be some system for keeping track of what you do. And ultimately, the last piece will be to identify all of the tools that you may be able to use in order to find positions. Bear in mind that this is going to be more of an organic system for yourself or outline for yourself. It's something that will change over time. You'll adjust it, you'll tweak it, and maybe you'll eliminate some things that aren't working for you. Maybe you'll be adding a lot. Don't feel stuck with it, but it will serve to guide you, particularly at those times when you are feeling stopped or stuck or not sure where to go next. And with that, we'll go into each one of these in more detail.